We're being joined now by Melcher Dallas boys basketball coach Matt Bennett on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, good to talk to you on a snowy day. You would be ready, getting set to go up to Des Moines to play in the Casey Center, but we'll talk about that first. That game got called off because of the weather. But that has actually been postponed to January 22nd, so you still get to do that. But, you know, kind of a disappointing, you know, thing that, you know, you don't get to go up there, but it will happen later this year.
Yeah, we were really excited to have that opportunity again this year and to go play Moulton. You know, a game that we feel pretty confident that that would be a good game for us and potentially a win on the board. But yeah, Mother Nature, she's not cooperating with us. So we're looking forward to next Tuesday now is where we're looking at. We've got Mormon Trail on the slate next week. So,
well, let's talk about some of the games so far. And, you know, unfortunately they've all been losses, but you've been relatively pleased with some aspects of all three of those games, I believe.
Yeah. We came out really strong. We'll just start with Southeast Warren. Came out really strong in the first quarter against Southeast Warren. Played a great first quarter. We were down four at the end of that quarter. And then Southeast Warren, we kind of woke the beast up, and they kind of ran away with that one. And then we played Lamoni after that. I was extremely pleased with the boys against Lamoni. We went into halftime with the lead against Lamoni, came out, and they played a solid second half, and we just battled back and forth and back and forth. We actually overcame a deficit of 8 to 10 points late in the fourth quarter, got that down to one, and then got into a situation where we needed to foul. We ended up losing that one by six. And then we headed to Moravia earlier this week, and Moravia just they tried to burn the nets off of their hoops. So Moravia hit 11 three-pointers against us and just shot absolutely phenomenal, and we did not. But you know, the name of the game right now is that the boys are not, they're not giving up. I mean, we walked out of the locker room at the Moravia game at halftime, and we were down substantially, but they didn't give up. They fought all the way to the end. And it was a good learning experience for us. And really this week, we've kind of focused on some of those things, you know, the turnover aspect, you know, working on an offense for 2-3 zone. That's kind of been our problem is somebody gets in a 2-3 zone and we have a tough time getting our offense to work if we're not shooting well. So really focused on that this week, and really had a great week of practice.
As we're talking to Matt Bennett, Melcher Dallas boys basketball coach on KNIA on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, we talked about, you know, this year kind of picking up where you left off last year, especially, you know, when you look back to that Colfax-Mingo game in the tournament in a postseason opener last year. You know, are you seeing some things like, you know, okay, you know, we are, you know, we're kind of getting to that point of not starting back where we started last year, but picking up where we left off last year in having some momentum, even though you don't, the wins and losses aren't showing right now.
Absolutely. I think the big thing this year is just that the team has a lot of experience on the floor, and they really truly understand we've got to move the ball, we've got to block out, you know, we've got to win that turnover battle. I think in years past it was kind of they knew what the answer was. You know, they could give me the right answer verbally, but they weren't really showing it on the court. And this year's been a completely different story. So, you know, when we're at practice, you can tell that they're ultra focused. And then come game time, they can make those adjustments really well. And even our you know, what I'd call our younger guys, our JV actually did get a win over at Moravia, you know, and it was a hard-fought battle. They got a win over at Moravia on Tuesday. So we're trying to overcome that losing mindset that sometimes we can fall back into. These boys are really focused on, hey, you know, we're going to find a way to do this.
You have some players that are contributing pretty well right now. Colton Cox has been on your reports. Reese Chibata, he's a points leader right now. In fact, that's the top two in the or top three, two of the top three in points. What has been their contribution, including Austin Remster, who, you know, you kind of got a cluster there between 12 and 9 points of guys you can go to.
Yeah, I mean, that right there to me kind of proves how much we've grown since last year. You know, last year, primarily, I was talking about, you know, Reese, or if Reese got shut down, then it was Brody or Drew. And this year, that's just not the case. They've really done a good job spreading the points around and playing team basketball. And that's what we constantly talk about is you can tell if we're in the game, you can see it because we've spread those points around. Those games that we're not in quite so well, it's kind of lopsided. And so that's what we've been working on. And you know, Colton has really come along with his shot, starting to understand how to find the opening and really even having that confidence to drive to the hoop when he needs to. You know, in years past, Colton could kind of hide in the shadows a little bit and contribute just a little bit, but it was okay. He had some of those other guys to score, but Colton's really become one of the go-to guys. And then Reese, of course, has been a go-to guy since his sophomore year. And then Austin Remster's just absolutely, he's just found his stride, not only on the points, but on the rebounds. You know, against Lamone, Austin actually had 17 rebounds. So Austin's game, you can tell he's worked a lot in the offseason. He's got the confidence to take the ball to the hole. He's got the confidence to shoot the ball and just getting smarter every day as far as, you know, knowing how the ball is going to come off the rim and where to go get it. So, and luckily for us, they've all hit a growth spurt too, which has definitely helped us a lot because we're definitely not an oversized team. So that growth spurt kind of leveled the playing field a little bit for us.
And, you know, it looks like a busy week coming up for you this week. You know, it's the final week before you get a week and a half or a couple weeks off for the holidays. What do you want to see out of your team this week in the remaining games in the 2025 portion of the season?
Well, I want to see us, we got to finish strong. You know, the hope was we'd start that off today. Obviously that game got postponed. And so we talked about that at practice last night. Just, you know, we were getting ready for Moulton, but now we got to look ahead to get ready for Mormon Trail. And so that's really where we're focused and just to maintain focus. It kind of gets to be, as the week goes on, the kids get kind of focused on break and getting out of school. And so it's really just trying to keep them honed in on, we still got a basketball schedule to finish out. You know, obviously just giving them the time off to be with their families and to get that break, that much needed break, that's important, but we got to finish this week out first. So just trying to keep them laser focused, and really just charging forward to finish off this front half of the season the right way.
All right, Coach. Best of luck to you next week, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
That's Matt Bennett, Melcher Dallas boys basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview has been powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA.